Welcome to Small Business Success Talk, where you will hear one-on-one candid interviews with successful small business owners and leaders. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Helen Callier.
Hi, and welcome to SmallBusinessSuccessTalk.com, where it is our mission to highlight successful small businesses and leaders that are making a difference in today's global marketplace. This is Helen Callier, your outstanding host of Small Business Success Talk and a successful small business owner providing professional services in the government marketplace. Why call this business of the radio show that I'm doing right now, why call it Small Business Success Talk? Like a gold medal Olympic athlete, outstanding small businesses do not become outstanding by happenstance. They have a certain physiology, and winning, kick butt, take names, loving others, I can, I am succeeding, resilient, and serving mindset that aligns with their highest values and dictates their actions and habits that ultimately causes them to persevere in achieving their business goals and in making huge contributions in their respective city, state, and across the world. As I've noted in previous shows, I will say that until the end of the year, until it resonates and rings a bell for all the small businesses that are listening, all the small business owners, because we are in an extraordinary time to be a small business owner, and I am thrilled to be a part of the small business community in the world today. Small businesses, bottom line, rule the world, and I am thrilled to be a contributing, kick-butt, successful member of the small business community, you know, hailing from the greatest city in the Southwest, and that's Houston, Texas, in the greatest country of the world, the United States of America. So I'm really, really excited about today's show. So recently I ran across an article. I was doing some reading on the Internet, and I, you know, sometimes when you're reading on the Internet, you just end up in a deep vertical. Well, I ended up in a deep vertical that talked about the impact of San Quentin's warden, Clinton Duffy, who was the warden of San Quentin's prison farm, which I understand was probably one of the worst. So Clinton Duffy had a prisoner named Bill Sands, and this was in the 20th century, you know, early part in the 20s time frame, late teens, 20s, 30s time frame. He encouraged Bill Sands to read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book, which I understand helped to inspire and turn Bill Sands' life in a new direction. And, you know, Bill Sands was in prison to be there for a very long time, but as a result of kicking off his reading program with Think and Grow Rich, he ended up being released early from prison and went on to start a successful business and a nonprofit helping other persons who were incarcerated. The power of books works in many ways, and definitely this was proven by someone who had thrown in the towel on their life, and Bill was blind, but from books he learned to finally see and made a huge impact in our country. So read. You know, read, read, read. You know, small business owners are leaders in their prospective communities, and to strengthen your business and not only your business but your life skills, reading works. Reading sharpens your mind and helps to boost your creativity as a small business owner. And I tell you, reading gives you those fine little nuggets that are wrapped in the shape of words and sentences and phrases that helps to boost your business. Only if you apply what you learn. Only if you apply. So here's Helen's list of five suggested books to read. And as noted before, I'm a big fan of biographies because they highlight testimonials and they show me as well as other readers that if they could do it in the tough times, tough world, tough climate that they might have been working in, then I can do it too. That's the benefit of biographies. And I've mentioned several biographies to date on my show, from Walt Disney to Madam C.J. Walker, from Martha Stewart to Steve Jobs and so forth. A mighty biography that goes on the shelf right next to theirs is Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill had a long career in Parliament in the United Kingdom before going on to become Prime Minister, which was the role that really ushered him on the world stage and playing an instrumental role in World War II. Now, while I'm not a fan of war by any means, and I'm not saying to grab any books and look for books on war, but I got to tell you that Winston Churchill, you know, leveraged his strengths, which is vital for small businesses to be able to do, leverage your strengths, and he leveraged and used his strengths that he gained from serving in the military. He leveraged and used his strengths that he gained, that he had from the gift of words as, serving as a correspondent, and then from his finesse and diplomacy of being reared by aristocrats. So one of his famous quotes that still rings in many, many keynotes, not only in the United States, but keynote speeches probably across the world, is for Winston Churchill to as he was speaking to a graduating class from a college, and I forget the name of the university, but the famous quote was, "Never give up." It was three words, even though you may hear it in keynote speeches being several words, you know, as never, never, ever, ever give up. But the bottom line was, never give up. And so the key takeaways from this biography of Winston Churchill for small businesses is to use your strengths and to never give up. You can find his biography online. I'm sure it's available for free, or go to your library. Get the book for free, and it's huge. This next book, and I think it's a wow, W-O-W for me. The United States of America, which is the land of the dream, is the top producer of startup companies. We're number one in the world, bar none. Nobody can beat us. But do you know which nation comes in number two behind the United States? It's Israel. Israel is the number two nation behind the United States in producing and having an environment for cranking out the most startup companies behind the United States. And I think that is huge. I think that is huge, and it says a lot. The book by Dan Senor, it's S-E-N-O-R, that's Dan, S-E-N-O-R, and Saul Singer are the authors of The Startup Nation, The Story of Israel's Economic Miracle. And this one's an eye-opening and very inspiring for startups in the United States. So that's a powerful book that I suggest picking up, because it sends a lot of signals. A third book that I've read recently is called Powerful Proposals, How to Give Your Business the Winning Edge by David Pugh and Terry Bacon. That's David Pugh, P-U-G-H, and Terry Bacon. This book is a must-read. And it's considered to be the Bible for creating proposals for those firms that pursue work and work in the government marketplace, and that's on the federal, state, and local side. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the three phases of marketing, which involves the opening game, which is conditioning the markets to get an idea as to what's going on in the market and to help you position your firm. The middle game, positioning and conditioning the client, and then the end game of conditioning the deal, where it's going to be in your direction, which involves submitting of the proposal, oral presentation, and then contract negotiations if you were successful in all of the efforts. One of the things that was powerful for me from this particular book was it highlights great insights on the use of the executive summary in positioning your firm and solutions during all three phases of procuring work. And this is a must if you're in the government marketplace and you respond to requests for qualifications or requests for proposals. Again, powerful proposals, how to give your business the winning edge. Books that I'm currently reading. As I've indicated before, I'm not going to recommend a book or make a suggestion unless I've read it, because that way I'm able to be transparent, honest, and direct to you as I'm sharing insights that I've gained. But there's a couple of books that I'm reading. The first one is Inbound Marketing, Get Found Using Google, Social Media, and Blogs. It's by Brian Halligan. That's Halligan is his last name, and that was written in 2010. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Again, it's Inbound Marketing, and I'll provide some highlights on that during my next show. And the next book that I'm reading is by John C. Maxwell, Failing Forward. Turning Mistakes into Stepping Stones for Success. That's Turning Mistakes into Stepping Stones for Success. So very excited about those couple of books that I'm reading. And, again, you can get all books from the library, or you may be able to find some of those online. So remember, books are vital, and they're key for success, in my belief, for small businesses, because readers are leaders. I do want to note that I have a couple of guests today. Our first guest, Mr. Steve Levine, is president and CEO of Legacy Publishing Group, LLC, and is the executive publisher of Houston's premier agent magazine, Profiles Magazine, Rising Stars Magazine, and Small Business Today magazine. Steve has been in the publishing advertising sales for over 30 years and additionally founded the Metro Houston Apartment Guide, the Jacksonville Communities Guide, and Perfect Weddings Guide. Steve's clients in business, property management, real estate, wedding services, reads like a who's who in the related industries. Speaking of who's who, Steve has been featured in both Who's Who in Sales and Marketing and Who's Who in Professional Speaking. So we got a lot of who going on, a lot of who. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and bring on the who, the WHO, Mr. Steve Levine. Welcome, Steve, to Small Business Success Talk.
Well, thank you, Ms. Helen. It's like looking in the mirror successful, right? Back at you. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's indeed an honor, and I was getting tongue-tied over all of the who's who, so I had to bring up the who, and so we can get right into it. I do want to note that we're at 10:42 right now, and normally we go into a commercial break in a few minutes. So we're going to get started quickly, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. And then after the commercial break, Steve, we'll really have you to put your tennis shoes on and get running on some of the questions.
You bet.
So is that
my
okay?
Pleasure.
Excellent.
You bet,
excellent. So let's do this. So my producer will be clapping and having a thumbs up. We're going to go to commercial break now, and then we're going to kick in full speed after the commercial break. So Steve Levine's going to join us again, and we're going to go to commercial break.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Would you like to be more up-to-date with the real estate market? Do you have some nagging questions you want answered by experts who don't have anything to gain or lose by telling you a straight answer? Tune in to Fast Talk with Vicki Wachtel and get the latest on this fast-paced market. Start your Mondays off well-informed by listening to Vicki's Tell It Like It Is brand of wisdom. Listen live Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com. Miss the show but want to go back and listen? That's okay. Just visit fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com to catch up on past episodes. Fast Talk Mondays, 8:30 a.m. Central.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, and welcome back to SmallBusinessSuccessTalk.com, where we have Steve Levine, publisher of many magazines, and the one that I know most is the Small Business Today magazine. Welcome back, Steve, to Small Business Success Talk.
Well, thank you so much, Ellen. I'm back and ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Hey, Steve, share with the listening audience when you started, publishing Small Business Today magazine, and why, and who's your target market for that?
Sure. I've been in publishing and advertising sales for 34 years in Houston, having started the apartment guide and everything else thereafter. But my partner, John Cruz, had a talk show, entrepreneur's talk show, for people who plan B, startup entrepreneurs, small business owners, called Small Business Talk. I think it was on 11, 10 a.m. Weekdays. He came to me and said, what do you think about the idea of doing a publication like Premier Agent Magazine, which we were partners in, but this time for startup entrepreneurs and small business owners? I said, I think it's a great idea. Who's going to do the work? Me? I already had a full-time gig with Premier Agent Magazine. So we sat, this is summer of 2011, a couple times a week and talked about what we wanted to do. And I knew the focus after watching a segment on 60 Minutes and some of the primetime media that about people downsized by corporate America, they're too old, quote unquote, to get rehired because jobs are going to 20-somethings. They get well-educated. What do I do now? How do I start a company? Some have money, some don't. They just not have experience how to start their own company because they've been working with these large corporations. So we talked about having a cover honoree each month who was a small business owner, started with nothing in Houston and built up a very successful business practice. We serve as a role model for others. We also talked about great content by experts, not press release or newsy stuff, but just stuff that would empower somebody anywhere from 20 to 70 to be able to start and or grow their new business or grow the business they have if they're a small business owner. Great content makes it a great read and a cover story of someone to be honored that will share their success secrets with our readership through what's called a takeaway notes page, which we started in May of 2012. First issue came out with Farouk Shami on the cover April 12th. And we had a rollout for that on March 20th. So we've been publishing monthly ever since.
Super, super, and making an impact. And I mean, that's great to know with the startup entrepreneurs. One of the books, if you were listening to my introduction, one of the books that I talked about was A Startup Nation. And it was a surprise to me to know that, Israel, which I think will, geographically can fit into the size of the state of Texas, was the startup, second capital in the world of startups.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we have very fertile ground here for small business and startups, more so than anywhere in the country and the economy that goes right along with it. Lots of organizations to be there of assistance, Women's Best Business Enterprise Alliance, Houston Minority Supplier Development Council, National Association of Nation of Women Business Owners, Main Street Chamber. There's so much support, so much help, so much opportunity here that I don't know all of those exist in the same ways other places. So we're very fortunate to be a small business owner or startups here in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree that it's definitely fertile ground here. But I know one of the things from some of your history that you grew up in a family business, and you've mentioned on a couple of occasions that aside from learning the ABCs of running a business, you know, such as the marketing or the finances or the HR-related efforts, you know, the greatest skill that you learned was customer service or customer care. Can you share with us?
Yeah. Sure. My mom and dad were forced into a retail business owned by my paternal grandparents. Each had aspirations to go to college, one with a scholarship in graphic design and the other on the GI Bill to go into business. And they said, no, they were denied college educations. They said, no, you need to work in the stores and we will put you through college, but they never would, my grandparents. So their mantra every day was, we want you to have a choice. We want you to get a college education, have a choice to do whatever you want. Who knew I'd have a magazine for small business owners. But I have to give a disclaimer. Number one is they weren't crazy about being there. And number two, I never worked in those stores. But I learned by osmosis, by passing in and out, I learned things about work ethic. They worked every day. My mom worked till 3 weeks before she died after a double mastectomy because it was a family business and she had to. Mm-hmm. My dad kept the stores alive until after she passed away, breast cancer, until the big box stores shut them down. Think of that You've Got Mail, remember that Tom Hanks' mm-hmm. character on the large
sure.
bookstore, Box Books and Shop Around the Corner, Meg Ryan, her family business, same kind of thing. But I learned through osmosis about work ethic. I learned about integrity. I learned about honesty, dealing with customers. There might have been a flaw in the fabric. They had a dry goods store. And I said, Pop, don't tell them about it. Just sell it to them. He said, no, we know it's there, and God knows it's there. So you always
mm-hmm.
find a way to say, look, just want to let you know, has a little imperfection in it, you know, that. So we'll can discount it. Here's a way to work around it. But always dealing with customers and all people with a great deal of integrity and honesty. I learned from them, which I didn't understand at first, lose a sale, keep the customer.
Mm-hmm.
I would see someone come back with product that they obviously, it was their fault, they bought the wrong thing and damaged it after that and said, we want our money back. And my parents would gladly, cheerfully give the person back their money. And I just said, Pop or Mom. I said, they were wrong. They were wrong. They said they bought the wrong thing. They ruined it. And I said, Stevie, lose a sale. Keep the customer. What
mm-hmm.
the heck does that mean? And they said, she's going to talk about her experience. If she talks on the negative side, she's not coming back and she's going to influence others not to come in. If she gets her money back, she'd have to admit she was wrong. And even though she was wrong, she'll say this, they still refunded her money.
Mm-hmm.
And that the goodwill alone by returning the woman's money or the man's money was advertising and marketing in itself. So
mm-hmm.
I learned
mm-hmm.
about commitment. And I learned mm-hmm. about trade-offs. If you're here, you can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Many a evening out, stepped out on the high school wrestling mat, and they weren't there. They weren't there to cheer me on or console me when I lost. I knew where they were. They were earning money to feed my sister and I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing with high school marching band. They were never at the football games when I was in marching band. That's okay. I knew where they were. Saturdays were big retail days. And they didn't have time for each other, but they made time for me other times. And
sure. Sure.
So if you
well,
do this, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, lose the sale, keep the customer. Lose the sale, keep the customer. I mean, is you know, it's a huge statement, and that's a book title in its own right that I'm sure you'll do something with in the future. But as we know, the you know Nordstrom's, the you know the huge successful department store,
sure,
you know, pretty much built their model on that type of principle, because you know still today you can come in and take a suit that you bought you know a year or so ago and take it in and they'll take it back if you say something's wrong with it. So that is a powerful.
Every transaction is an experience. Everyone's experience that somebody will talk about. If it's really positive, they'll talk about it. That's marketing and referrals. If it's really bad, it'll kill your business. It's negative marketing. So.
So let's talk about. I know that one of the presentations and keynotes that you've done, and that's branded to you, is "Are You In It to Win It?" Success Leaves
yes.
Clues. How did that come about? And give us two or three of some of the clues that you've or success tips that you will.
Great question. You know, I have between Premier Agent Magazine, Real Estate Executive, Small Business Today, I've done over 150 interviews of successful realtors, entrepreneurs, and sports celebrities. And there are some common traits. The way it all came about is I have a book in the works on what the superstars of real estate have in common and their success secrets, if you will. And I was thinking about those interviews, plus Small Business Today's interviews, and I said they do share some things in common. And they have some unique qualities besides. But what I found with my interviews of some very, very successful business owners is that, number one, they go in with the attitude. They go in with the attitude they're going to win, they're going to be a success. They're willing to take a risk. They're willing to stand on the edge when everybody says, that's not going to work, you're an idiot, don't do that. That's never been done before. Who are you to think you can do it? So they're willing to take a risk, and starting any new venture is a risk. You just don't know. No one has a crystal ball of business success. They expect setbacks. You know, every setback gives you opportunity to be a stronger person. Nothing is as easy as you think it's going to be, and nothing comes as fast as you think it's going to come. But business people who are destined for success understand that and are ready to take on those challenges and learn from them. They have a great deal of passion. They're very passionate about what they do, which is the fire in the belly to continue to do what they do until they make it work. Most importantly, they are there to serve. They understand that their business will be a success only when they are a success at helping others. They built their business on a reputation for knowing their consumer and giving them what they want when they want it, period. And continually finding ways to improve their business by improving their service to others. That's most, you know, that's the most important ingredient. You establish a business not for your success, but to be there to bless others. And the more people you bless, the more blessed you will be in return. Would you agree, Helen?
I totally agree. I mean, that's why we have some of the huge corporations that we have in definitely the United States is because they were blessing others, and the more people that they were able to touch, then they grew in magnitude and size. So what I'd like to do is we're going to be going to our 11 o'clock commercial break, but I do want to, you know, chat with you after that segment and talk about the impact of the digital world on media and how you see, you know, that being a challenge, if any, on the publishing side of the business. So we're going
to
take a commercial break, and we'll chat with Steve Levine after the commercial break.
Making Life Easy is an electrifying and positive talk show filled with conversation to embrace the path for parents raising teenagers. Based on teachings from The Lesson Plan, author, parent, and teacher Gwen Gustav welcomes professionals, parents, and teenagers to the show to guide listeners on an educational journey. No matter what the subject, communication is the answer. Join Gwen on Making Life Easy Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. For more information, go to MakingLifeEasyWithGwenGustarb.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, and welcome back to SmallBusinessSuccessTalk.com. This is Helen Callier, your outstanding host of Small Business Success Talk, and we're chatting with our guest for today, Steve Levine. Steve Levine has many businesses that he's touched, but he's blessed to be the president and CEO of Legacy Publishing Group, LLC, and in that role, in that position, one of his entrepreneurial efforts is with the Small Business Today magazine publishing. So welcome back, Steve.
Thank you, Helen. I want to wrap up just one comment, probably the best comment I ever heard about succeeding in your startup entrepreneurship or small business. It comes from Ruben Gonzalez, a four-time Olympian and national luge champion. I've interviewed him in depth. He's a very dear friend. And I call it the courage to succeed, which is also the title of his book, The Courage to Succeed. This is his quote: "You are bigger than your circumstances. Face your fears, pursue your dream, and make your life an adventure." And that's the best quote I ever got on succeeding in small business. And he was talking about succeeding in Olympics or sports or whatever your mission and your dream happen to be. And dreams make life worth living.
I'll have to grab that book. I am familiar with the Olympian, and he did great things. In my previous shows, I highlighted Helen Keller's biography, and you know, one of the things that Helen Keller said to a reporter in the veteran years of her life, or the seasoned years of her life, is that life is an adventure or not. So you dare to make it an adventure or don't live at all. So of course, he's not telling folks to go jump off the bridge, but it's either life is an adventure or not, and that's a part of what resonated when you mentioned the courage to succeed. So thanks for sharing that, and I'll make sure I
follow up. The key is you really are bigger than your circumstances. God did not create you to fail. God created you to succeed, but you have to find it in yourself to face your fears, to stand out on the edge, to disregard the naysayers, and make your dream a reality. And that's what he was saying there. So anyway, decided to share that with you guys.
Well, thanks. Thanks for sharing that. We know the impact that the internet, of course, has had to many businesses, and including in the publishing world. I mean, how do you see the digital marketing being a challenge, as you started a new magazine, about a year and a half or so ago? Is it a challenge, or how do you mitigate that?
They work perfect in tandem. They work together. No question that the print media is expensive. It's a lot easier, saves a lot of trees by going all digital. But there are some old school like me who prefer my publications in hand, ever since my first copy of Boy's Life magazine way back when. So it's digital is there, but you can get to billions of people, but the hard copy is so important. And they work well together. You have some prefer. I've got three or four different Facebook pages, LinkedIn, Twitter, Hootsuite, websites for all publications, four different email addresses. I'm tired of the internet. I want to read my Sunday funnies on the couch with my coffee, with my toasted English muffin, and read the Sunday funnies actually as a paper and not on a laptop or iPad, et cetera. But that's just me. But I think there's a return to the gracious days of an actual high-quality publication. People really are pleased with that. And don't forget that digital isn't always available. There are there are things that happen. So anyway, that's my take on digital versus hard copy media. But I think they work well in tandem.
And of course, it allows you to meet the needs of all of the many generations that are in existence, from the baby boomers to Generation X, the millennials, and whoever else I may be missing right now. It allows you to touch and be able to meet those small business needs, be it if they're a startup or been in business for a while.
Right. Indeed. But you reach out to whoever your consumer is. That's where you market. That's where you advertise. Who are your consumer? What do you have that they want or need? What does your audience need? And how do you – do they reach your target audience? And your target audience is changing every day as technology changes and their tastes change and their preferences change. The first person who recommended McDonald's they opened for breakfast was fired. And now it's opened up a whole wave of fast food restaurants to turn the grill on a little early and make an egg instead of a hamburger and fry what you like.
Sure.
But you've got to understand your consumer is changing daily. They may be changing every minute, you know, with the way we are changing. It's not the same world it was even yesterday.
You know, in Houston and in Texas, and that's one of the things you noted earlier, is that we have a fertile environment for supporting small businesses. You know, there's other parts of the country who think that Houston and, of course, Texas as a whole, they think that we're living in a bubble in another world, because in their prospective areas of the country, they're still having challenges. So
right.
For listeners, you know, who may be in the Northeast, some might have been impacted by you know, still impacted by Sandy. Some could have been impacted by the government shutdown, which is, you know, another story in its own right. I mean, how do you go about through your magazine inspiring those small businesses? I mean, do you look to target certain articles? Or, I mean, what's your strategy with that? Or are they a part of your demographics for your magazine?
We inspire our audience with the success story on the front cover and pages, and then and takeaway notes as the last page of the article. So that's one way. The other content that's provided by experts that include yourselves are of always educational, motivational, inspirational, and on target for that moment, in my opinion, for my startup entrepreneurs and small business owners. Six mistakes startup entrepreneurs make, four drastic measures to turn your business around now. What's the SBA really looking for? What happens when your bank says no? Email marketing campaigns at work. Why outsource your social media? There's a whole variety of topics. I don't care what order they're in. We have a whole series of articles besides on networking with and doing business with other cultures, other nations, and they all have a different way of they want to be approached.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mila Gallivan with Masterword. So it's amazing content. There's no one magazine has a particular theme. Just a cornucopia of great articles and the testimonials we get from readers, they were able to start their company and grow it from the content of that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very proud of what we've accomplished, which we set out to do. Our mission statement is to educate, motivate, inspire, and empower a small business owner or aspiring entrepreneur to reach their dreams of big business success. That's our mission statement on the magazine and the radio show, which Helen will be on tomorrow. Won't you?
Well, how important is networking for small businesses? I know that you have the networking events month to month. How important is networking to small businesses in today's marketplace? Because there's many small business owners that continue to not understand the importance of networking and the importance of it to the growth of their business.
There's, you know, regardless of how technical we become in our marketing, there's nothing that beats eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, handshake, nice to meet you. And let's not forget that networking was, and I consider still is, the original social media. That's how you reached out to someone. Most small business owners who have not been to any networking events really don't know the protocol. Am I supposed to give a pitch? Am I supposed to sell somebody? What am I supposed to do? Don't forget, they're walking into a room full of strangers that seem to know everybody, but you're the odd man out. And you're hearing your mother's voice in your head say, don't talk to strangers. Well, the whole room is full of strangers, and some of them are stranger than others. But and you're expected to somehow get involved in a conversation already in progress. And the thing to remember if you're a small business owner or aspiring entrepreneur and you're not familiar with the graces of networking is go in with the attitude, it's not about you. Walk up to somebody and say, hi, what do you do? And listen intently, be interested, and try to think of someone who will be a good customer, client for them.
Mm-hmm.
May I have your card? And because I do know somebody, you know what? I might be needing a new fence, or I think I need a new roof. Can I have your card? Thank you. Now, it's only cordial that they reciprocate. And who are you? And what do you do? And does your mother know you do that? No. And to ask, they will ask you what you do, and somehow you'll find common ground as you exchange business cards. Make a note on the card. Make a note to follow up with a handwritten thank you note or an email or both. And find some time to get together and explore how you might be able to be of assistance to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they can't use you, still be an ambassador for them. As you bless them, you'll be blessed accordingly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a believer that givers win, and that's the principle that drives me when I'm networking. You know, givers win, and it does come back to you in some form or fashion in referrals or leads or it could be business. You know, that you weren't even expecting.
You never know. They sure. Might refer you. They don't need your service, but you know what? They might say, you know what? This person referred me to business. I do know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be a customer, but I know somebody would be a customer. Let me give them a call. Let me give them your name. So
there's so many events going on in Houston. I mean, there's just using my Texas slang, there's a boatload of events going on in the area. How important and what are some of the steps that small business owners can develop a strategic, a strategy to say which networking events should I be, are best for me to go to and to attend?
Well, who's likely to be hosting an event that your target audience, your future clients, will be attending, and that's where you want to go? How much time do you have as a small business owner? I mean, they have a lunch available. There are plenty of lunch and learns, Main Street Chamber, et cetera. A lot of networking events are focused around food. So there's plenty of lunches available. There's business after hours and networking after hours. There are groups that do that as well. You've got to really kind of assign some time for networking and what works best for your business. And it might be an after hours, or it might be a BNI, Business Networking International, early morning breakfast. It may start like 7 o'clock in the morning. Or I just spoke at the Houston Entrepreneur Forum. We got rolling at 7 o'clock in the morning. So what works best for you in your time schedule? And then where is the best opportunity for you to get a return on investment by being there and meeting others? So.
Mm-hmm.
Every chamber, there's only 90 different chambers of commerce in Houston. The organizations, the Houston Minority Supplier Development Council, the Women's Business Enterprise Alliance, the National Association of Women Business Owners, they all have their own network events. So just research them online and pick one where you have the right time and the right target audience will be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, time for small businesses is that's gold. I mean, that's the greatest value that we have as a small business owner. So if we misappropriate our time, then that's something that we're not able to get back. So I'm a believer in smart networking, which is you know, tied into a strategic plan that moves the business forward. So I know that they can find, you know, those type of helpful articles in the Small Business Today magazine. If they want to check it out online, the website is sbtmagazine.net. That's SBT, as in today, magazine.net, to find some useful articles that talks about, I'm sure, the value of using your time, or strategic planning and other helpful areas for small businesses to be successful. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back, and then we're going to look to wrap up and learn what's going to be on the horizon for Steve and in 2014. And so we're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll just hang tight, Steve.
Great.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to Internet radio in the last month, or that weekly Internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the Internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, and welcome back to SmallBusinessSuccessTalk.com. This is Helen Callier, your host. Just chatting here today, and it's a great, great day with Steve Levine, who's the publisher of Small Business Today magazine. It's one of the many magazines and ventures that he's involved with. So welcome back, Steve.
Well, thank you for having me once again.
Oh, super, super. So what's 2014? We're pretty much at the beginning of November right now. Today is October 31st, and I know many people are putting on their costumes and whatever else that they do to get ready for Halloween. But as
better
I see
include a raid hat and galoshes today, Helen, you know?
Well, only in Houston. So,
well, there's just a flash flood warning. So, and, you know, I live in Meyerland, and it's floods pretty easy, so I'm pretty much here, and I'm trying to figure out how to get a rowboat to get to my radio show later today at 4 o'clock. So, other than that, I'm inside keeping dry. But it's supposed to go away by the time trick or treaters come out, but we'll see.
Well, hopefully so. Hopefully they can have a good time. If not, I'm sure they'll come up with a plan B. So as we get ready to go into 2014, I know for myself as a small business owner, I'm in the planning stages for 2014 for the next 12 to 16 months. And can you kind of share what's on the horizon for your ventures, and what do you see happening in 2014?
Well, we want to continue to expand our influence and our coverage to be able to get more readers to the magazine, more people we can help start and or grow their businesses. We'll do that by promoting the radio show at the same time we promote the magazine and vice versa. And our listenership for our first 6 weeks has grown considerably, and they're using all social media to promote who's on that day and who's on the next day and posting photos really has helped. But my dreams and aspirations is to grow this publication from one market to many. I can't think of one market from Paducah, Kentucky to Pittsburgh to Portland that doesn't need a publication like this with their own success stories and their own editorial content. We are planning to bring back the Houston Small Business Connections, which is a networking event for small business owners, where there's actually breakout sessions with booths at a restaurant or a cocktail lounge where they can sit with some experts and ask some questions. So I want to bring those back. We're planning a Small Business Today cruise out of Gallison. I don't have a date on that yet. Keep the website and the magazine, and we'll announce it there. So we're going to take a couple thousand people on a week to a 10-day cruise and have some of our experts on board with some fun in the sun and some great info. So that's I've got lots of plans and lots of dreams. You know, it's just what could I bring to reality first and foremost?
Sure, sure. And what, if anything, do you see? I mean, we had the government shutdown, which impacted, as we know, and that's the federal government shutdown that impacted quite a few small businesses. Do you see any hiccups in the marketplace that may cause a ripple for some of the things that you want to do in 2014?
No, we're continuing. Small business. You know, we just strap our boots on and we dig our heels in and we get started again, regardless of what our government's doing. Sure, it's slowed down payments and was a little hiccup, but we as small business owners are going to keep pushing and we're going to keep reaching out and helping our customers regardless of where our government is or our economy is, long as we can and as long as we can keep going and take advantage of more opportunities out there. If you haven't networked, if you haven't marketed, this is the time. Got a great economy. Things are going very well in real estate and in business. Jump in. And what I've got, still got the attention here, you know, so many people, non-retail, tend to slow down their thought process during the holidays. Oh, well, it's the holidays, there's no customers, there's nobody wants. You don't know when somebody wants your product or service. The time sometimes to gear up is when everybody else is cutting back.
Mm-hmm.
When your competition is decreasing their advertising, their budget counts, so that's the time to do it when you have less competition. So I hate to see holidays come just for that one reason. And don't gear down, gear up, and reach your full potential for your business during these last 2 months of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a believer to always be marketing. You know, always be marketing, and because even if you're on vacation, be it for a Saturday or Sunday vacation, that you may be out and about somewhere, kick back on the beach, and then you start chatting with the person who passes by, and you realize it's a business opportunity, and it just automatically always be marketing. Always be marketing because
your story to somebody. Find somebody to tell your story to as often as you can, and as many people as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just reach out to a past customer. Hey, just want to touch base with you. I haven't talked to you in a while and see how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget we're here. Maybe a client appreciation get together during the holiday time. Everybody wants to go to some party somewhere. Just bring your past customers, say, little event just for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the data shows that 3% of say your ideal customers, 3% of your target market, they're always buying. 3% of somebody is always buying, and so if you stop your marketing, then you're not pulling in and serving that 3%, if you will.
It's like going fishing at the end of the fishing season. All the fishermen are leaving, but if you stay, you stand a better chance of catching what few fish are left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're using the right bait. That's where advertising in the magazine comes in.
Now, do you find that small business owners, do they understand the importance of of advertising, you know, in magazines, and I know that you have some fairly favorable promotions, but do you find they see the benefits of advertising in magazines?
When you have a digital component, when you have the social media, people can see the numbers and create their own value. So, again, it's a lot of having the magazine in tandem with the digital publication that makes it more attractive. Add our internet radio show on MJWJTalkRadio.com. Add the social media, which we have interns helping us with. Add our networking events. It's a whole package that we offer. So it goes beyond that. And I think most print medias are figuring that out. We've got to do the extra. We got to go the extra mile to help our clients get their return on investment. What else can we do to add value besides the print piece? You know, print's not dead. It's still alive and very much alive because of QR codes and done in tandem with digital. Well, you'll see publications go out as readership no longer find value in it. Mm-hmm. But I believe the Small Business Today magazine, like a little pitch, stands out because nobody does what we do. Nobody offers that empowerment in a publication specifically targeted to laser-like that startup entrepreneur and small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the testimonials, as I told you, from those who were 20 years old and 64 years old who started businesses using the content and are grateful for the publication's existence are validation enough for me. We're on the right track, and we'll continue to do so. Just how many more people can we find and help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge, and I appreciate you making that statement and that distinction. So thanks, Steve, for being on today. Steve Levine, publisher of Small Business Today magazine, as well as a host of other magazines. He's a cornerstone in the Houston area that's making a difference with startup businesses and entrepreneurs in our area, as well as providing huge value for those businesses that have been around for a while. I think there's value from the full range. So thanks, Steve, for being on today.
Well, thank you, Helen. I look forward to hosting you on our show at MJWJTalkRadio.com tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And we're going to talk about certification programs and government procurement agreements. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. So tune in tomorrow at 4.
Super.
Helen,
super.
I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for having me. I really
All right.
Enjoyed
take
it.
Care. All right. See you then.
All right. You know, thanks. Bye.
All righty.
Bye.
So, wow, what a show today. We're fired up, and make sure that you take a look at the website. That's sbtmagazine.net. That's SBT, as in today, magazine.net. Thanks for listening to smallbusinesssuccesstalk.com today, where we're hosted by the Tough Talk Radio Network. We're pleased and happy to be a part of the network, where we're making powerful things happen for small businesses. Share. Please share your comments, your thoughts with us because we're here to serve. The blog radio platform allows us to touch the lives of small business owners, not only in Texas, but across the world, and looking to make a huge difference in your lives to make sure that you're successful in achieving your small business dreams. So email me, Helen, at smallbusinesssuccesstalk.com. That's Helen, H-E-L-E-N, at smallbusinesssuccesstalk.com. And see you and talk to you next week. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Small Business Success Talk with Helen Callier. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.